There's been some confusion about who exactly is supposed to close and what kind of businesses are allowed to stay open under Governor Gretchen Whitmer's extended emergency stay-at-home orders. Add to that the economic angst that have drawn some leaders in the legislature to call for a reopening of Michigan's economy sooner rather than later, and you leave Michiganders with an awful lot of questions about what's going on. Michigan Radio's Lester Graham is with us to untangle some of this. Lester, hi there.
Hi there. How are you?
Hanging in. Can you recap for us what the governor's order says about plant sales? There was so much online conversation over the weekend about whether nurseries and the garden side of retailers were allowed to stay open.
Yeah, there is a lot of confusion. And I added to that confusion because I made a mistake in my original reporting. Here's what's going on. So this extended order last week meant big retailers, those of 50,000 square feet or more, should shut their garden centers because it's considered a non-essential. Governor Gretchen Whitmer wants people to get in, get their food, their medicine, whatever is essential, and get out so they're not exposed or to potential coronavirus or COVID-19. So that's what they did. And a lot of people took that to mean that the small garden stores could stay open, the independent standalone ones. And I stopped by and talked to one, and they were closed, and they said they didn't think it was fair that the big retailers opened, but they also didn't think it was fair that they had to be closed. Now, they closed with the first stay-at-home order. And that was the belief that the Michigan Farm Bureau and the Michigan Greenhouse Growers Council said they believed that that first order meant you don't fit the description for an exempt business, so we have to close. They don't like it. They're calling on the governor to change it, but that's where we're at right now.
Right. So what's the explanation behind the governor's thinking about this?
Well, it's a matter of it's simply trying to reduce traffic to places, right? And if it's not considered an essential. Gardening plants, you could argue, are food, but they didn't want to start tearing it apart like that. And they just want to reduce traffic everywhere. That's why we're all supposed to be staying at home. We're all supposed to be making sure that we, you know, get into the grocery store and out, or get into the hardware store and out as quickly as possible. And that's the whole idea.
How has the clarification been received?
Well, I don't know yet because we just put the story up. We corrected the story, and you can go online and basically hear exactly what I've been telling you right now. It's just a matter of those businesses were already closed, and now the garden centers at the big retailers are closed as well. And, by the way, you had on last week the Fulton Street Farmers Market. Her name was Rory, I believe, Rory Jean Trench. She also pointed out, rightly, that they are not able to sell seedlings or seed. They can only sell food at the food market. So it's a pretty wide blanket.
Right. Lester, thanks for checking in with us on this. You stay safe.
All right. You too. Thanks for the chance to clear this up.